Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. How are you?
I'm tired. I am exhausted today.
Well.
And I didn't know why. And then I realized that perhaps it is because we had to watch 4 hours of the Snyder Cut yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was interrupted by our internet dying.
Yeah.
For like an hour.
Yeah, that was kind of really frustrating because
it was like right at the end.
It was like last half hour. And we were just like, okay, we're almost there. Almost there. And then the internet was like, nah. We're good.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fuck, man.
The fuck, man.
So yeah, but we managed to finish it. I was proud of us that we did it. That's a lot of superhero movie to take in. I mean, granted, this comes off the heels of having seen so many Marvel movies go over 2 hours, you know, and like Endgame being, you know, like as long as it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, 4 hours should actually seem like a breeze, but you know, it really speaks to a lot of how the pacing of a movie dictates how you feel about watching something.
Yeah.
Watching it and how your enjoyment of it, because there's definitely issues with that in the Snyder Cut.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And we'll definitely deep dive into that, obviously.
Yeah.
Today. That is what we're going to talk about. No comic.
Yeah, no comic.
Just Snyder.
Just do spoilers.
Yeah, obviously spoilers.
Because, you know, it's really everybody's into it right now. So yeah. I figured, you know, let's get our hot takes out there and, you know, see how it goes.
Sure. What else? But before we jump into the Snyder Cut, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Was there something I was supposed to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Just get it all out. You know, housekeeping as we do up here.
Oh, well, the only one thing I wanted to bring up was the fact that I misread my DC Wiki from last week.
Oh, yeah?
And that character's name that we didn't know whose name was.
Oh, the guy who looked like Flash with the sword?
Yeah. That guy's name was Shrike.
Oh, I still don't know who that is.
No, nobody, yeah.
Nobody. Oh, good. Nobody knows who that is.
He was, a lot of these kids, I think it's looking back at
Film
it.
Film Freak. Okay.
Yeah, there's Film Freak, and then there was Bolt. And it was, what I was looking back at is that a lot of these characters that were here, you know, they were introduced in, like, other books. But then a lot of them were also just introduced in, like, you know, and this is how long ago everything feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were introduced, you know, in the New 52, which was, you know, started, you know, in 2011, I believe it was.
I think so, yeah.
So a lot of those characters have been around forever.
Right.
You know, but they really haven't been around that long. You know, whereas, although Film Freak, I guess this is like the second Film Freak.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess there's this was a different guy that was introduced in the Marvel, in the comics.
But he can't really
comics.
Do anything. He just does film-based gimmicks.
Yeah, that was it. That was
but
it.
Like, why is he even still around?
The DC Wiki gives a bit more background on him.
Uh-huh.
And does actually list his film knowledge as a weakness, which I found to be funny, because it's like, he's like, oh,
that's all he can do, though.
Yeah, because that was like his thing, you know, but he's got like, you know, like he's got some agility or whatever, you know, he's, or whatever, he could fight. Or not really very well. I mean, he wasn't killed immediately, but he did die. Mm-hmm. But Shrike is the character I mistook for Judo Master.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah. Yes.
Flash with a sword.
So I feel better. I just wanted to correct that. I know, you know, if you're listening to this and you were watching, you know, watching the show or listening to the show and you're like, hey, what the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other thing, well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go. I was actually just going to talk about the show I was watching, but you can...
Go ahead and talk about the show you're watching, because I got something to bring up.
You know, I have been saying, no quarantine content, Hollywood, fuck yourself. I do not want movies about it. I do not want TV shows about it, but I'm going to have to watch The Bubble, obviously, because Pedro Pascal's in it. But I happened across, on Hulu the other day, something called Staged, and it's with David Tennant and Michael Sheen, and it's shot in quarantine, basically through Zoom calls. And I was like, am I going to hate this? But I was like, I do like them. I think they're funny.
How did you come across it?
I just found it.
Because you're not much of an Anglophile.
No, and I'm not. I mean, I don't know.
I feel, and granted, those characters, those folks do transcend that.
Of course.
But I just feel like, you know, when you're really into like Edgar Wright shit, like the people that are really into like Shaun of the Dead and those kind of movies, like that's kind of how you find that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, there are people who are like super into like British TV and like especially like British procedurals and stuff. I do watch them if I stumble across them. I don't seek it out. So I just happened to see, I don't know if it just came out on Hulu or what, I just happened to see it on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, all right. I mean, I like them. I'll give it a shot. What the hell? And actually, I found it delightful. I found it very funny to watch the, and there's actually two, quote, seasons of it. The first is the season of them trying to rehearse a play in quarantine and how that goes while they kind of hate the director. And then the second season is them talking about the success of the fake of the first season, which is all fictional, and then having it be remade for American TV without them and them trying to like get into it, like trying to put themselves back into the show.
Right.
It's very, it gets very meta and weird at the end, but I enjoy it. I do. It's very funny.
You were having a good time watching it.
It was very funny there. It was very enjoyable. And it's actually written by the guy who plays the director in the first season. So it's like written and directed by that guy. And then like all these other actors show up because maybe they're going to be in the show and they're going to be in the play. And it just, it's funny.
Right.
It's just funny. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad.
That's good. Yeah, me too. I didn't think I'd like it.
I like when you find new shows.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually good at doing that. I'm terrible at
that. Well, I just like fucking go through and I'm like, I need something to watch when I put my makeup on, which I don't typically do anymore now that I don't go anywhere. But yeah. I used to like have a show that I would binge, like literally watch an episode of every single morning while I sat at the table and did my makeup.
Yeah.
And that's how it worked. So maybe it would be like Drag Race one day, and then it would be whatever new series I just happened to cross on Netflix.
Yeah. It's probably how a lot of, especially if you're for people to put on makeup, you know.
I don't know. Some people have to like really, they can't concentrate on something else.
Yeah.
They have, like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. That I've always had that ability to kind of like multitask. Like I used to do that when I did my homework. I'd have to have the TV on.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with my makeup. Like I'm focusing on the makeup, but that's in the background. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's cool. So what I wanted to bring up was I got a nice comment on one of my videos.
Yes.
Because I just put up a video of me opening up Toy Biz Cable and Wolverine 2-pack on my YouTube channel, Angry Hero 79. If you, I feel like people that have been listening to the show have been finding my channel, which is kind of cool.
Good.
Yeah. You know, and I just do these videos for shits and giggles. I don't really do them because, you know, I'm going to make any money off of it. I'm just doing it because I need something to do.
Yeah.
That's what I do is I post it on Facebook and I just like, I don't give a fuck who sees it. You know, if anybody wants to criticize me for being a 40-year-old man opening toys, you know, it's like, what else am I going to do? You know, what else do you want me to talk about during quarantine?
Yeah, well, there's nothing to talk
about. You know, I have my job, and I'm not going to talk about my job, you know, to any certain degree, because that's not any of your business, unless if I want it to be.
Mm.
And, you know, I just need something to do. So, I mean, not anybody's criticized me. Not anybody's been like, what the fuck, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you do feel a bit, self-conscious sometimes.
Mm.
And, you know, given my age and given what I'm doing, you know, I'm like action figures, but they're older ones. It's not like I'm not beating up kids and playing with their toys.
Are you just like, those kids have whatever, and then you just kick their ass?
Yeah.
I'm
not beating them up, just grabbing their toys for them.
I might kick the ass of a kid who has a Din Djarin figure that I can't get my hands on.
I'm trying to find that.
Well, isn't the one with the heads that come off?
Yeah.
It's not out yet, right?
No, it's out. It's out there. Like, I feel like it's out there.
I've never seen it.
Well, I don't think it's in stores. I think it's like Amazon.
And it comes with a Baby Yoda.
Well, it comes with a Baby Yoda.
And
Grogu. And it comes with the heads of your boyfriend.
I know.
So it comes with everything that you request. I mean,
in the pictures, he kind of does look like he's been stung by bees, but but I'm like that. I don't collect many figures that
maybe they were doing the likeness. Maybe he was doing a movie about being stung by bees that he hasn't put out yet.
Oh, he's going to be in the reboot of My Girl.
Yeah, he's in My Girl, but just that scene. It's just a flashback of him being like, ah, the bees.
He's like, well, I've died all sorts of ways. Now it's time to die via big bee sting.
At least it's better than my head getting squished. It's
getting thrown off a tower by Denzel Washington. That also happened.
Anyways, so I got a comment from a YouTube user. I just like reading the name. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but it's like F-A-K-T-U umlaut over the E L. So it's like fuck tool.
Ooh, fuck tool.
Or fuck tool.
Oh, fuck tool.
Fuck tool. And they say, I love your parentheses worst comics pod. I don't know dirt about wrestling, but figures are always a passion.
Oh, good.
So clearly our
people are liking your figs there.
Yeah. Clearly it's somebody we're
transcending genres.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's
transcending fandoms. Look at you. Yeah, I have a cat now.
And usually I get like a lot of comments on just like the stuff I'm, you know, talking about, or just the pictures or the video games I got going in the background.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always nice to get some comments about the show. And it's always nice to find out that people are finding the show or listening to the show, and they're listening, they're watching the other things that we do.
Yeah.
So, or your things that we try to do. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break then. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Snyder Cut.
A historic moment tonight. The Berlin Wall can no longer contain the East German people.
It is 1989. After 28 years of dividing a city and symbolizing the divide of the Cold War, the Berlin Wall opens up. And from there, everything changes. Fallen Walls, Open Curtains is a podcast miniseries from Pop Culture Affidavit and hosted by me, Tom Panarese. From November 2019 until December 2021, I am going to take a look at the events that took place 30 years ago, beginning with the fall of the Berlin Wall and ending with the dissolution of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. Along the way, I will be flashing back to the landmark and not-so-landmark pieces of popular culture that reflected and defined the Cold War. The first episode will drop on November 9th, 2019, and future episodes will be released quarterly at popcultureaffidavit.com and twotruefreaks.com.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever, talking about the Snyder Cut of the Justice League film. The Justice League motion picture.
Yes. And before we get started, I'm going to crib a line from We Hate Movies and just say it's okay to like a movie.
Right.
It is okay not to like a movie. I don't want anybody sliding into my fucking DMs with a death threat because I didn't like the Snyder Cut or whatever. Yeah, like maybe. if that's how you're going to spend your time, man, you got to get a better life.
Well, you'll be happy to know.
Just going to say
that I actually enjoyed the Snyder Cut.
You know what? I will say it was better than the Justice League.
It was better than what we got.
It was comprehensible. It had a plot that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely better than the Justice League. Do I like the Snyder Cut? Like, would I ever watch it again? No, I would never watch it again. It's too long.
Yeah, it's just that's definitely the problem.
It's too long.
Yeah, it definitely was something that could have been digestible in different chunks because it was even set up that way.
Yeah, with all those chapters. Like, yeah, with the chapters.
You know, like you could have did that, and it would have been fine, and I would have actually been pretty excited. It would have been easier to talk about it.
Yeah,
for one, you know, instead of having to go back and remember everything. A lot of stuff because starting off in the first hour, I was like, all right, I'm talking about it, you know, while we're watching it, I'm cracking jokes, I'm thinking about it. And then it just got to a point where I was like, so we've got to get to this point in the movie.
Yeah.
And we have this amount of time left, whether it was too much time or not enough time. And it just felt very, odd to, you know, look at it that way.
Yeah.
So
it was really hard, you know, because I did not go back and watch the Justice League before this.
Well, I just felt like we watched it sort of recently.
Well, we
enough.
Did. And I mean, yeah, maybe like 9 months ago. But I remember we pushed pause at some point. It was like 2 hours and some change in. They hadn't even brought Superman back yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we still have to sit through that. And it just was like, because I think, because I even said this on Twitter, I was like, did Zack Snyder realize he was only making one movie? Because let's say nothing happened. Let's say the tragedy with his daughter didn't happen.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers wasn't fucking around with his shit. And he got to release his cut of the Justice League, not the 4-hour version, but what he was originally going to release.
Wait, so are we talking technically, though, that this isn't the Snyder cut?
This is the Snyder cut. I'm just saying, like, let's pretend.
Okay.
Whedon never came in. He made his movie like he was supposed to.
Yeah.
The studio was going to release it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not going to release a 4-hour version.
No.
So he filmed this insanely long version with all these very important story parts. I was like, what version of that would have made any fucking sense if it was released as a 2-hour movie?
I don't know, because
it would have been incomprehensible.
There's so much going on that doesn't
I was
make
like,
sense.
You knew you were making one movie, right?
Yeah.
I think, and this is, I would not say this is Zack Snyder's fault, what I'm about to say. This is not his fault. It is on Warner Brothers' fault, because we had so much backstory that was good for Cyborg in this movie.
Mm, yeah.
But what that should have been was a Cyborg origin movie that should have happened before the Justice League, and then you bring Cyborg into this universe. You're trying to do all of these things at once, and again, I don't think that's Zack Snyder's fault.
Yeah.
That's the fault of Warner Brothers not, like, fucking trying to play catch-up to Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, that made it. Because I'll say this. Towards the end, it dawned on me that, at least it dawned to me.
Yep.
That this movie was almost like Cyborg's movie.
Yeah, 100%.
In a lot of ways, because of the focus on him being, you know, like having such an integral part.
Mm-hmm.
That, and when the original cut, like, he's just there to do it. But then it just felt like in this one, it's like, wow, he's got a lot of significance in this movie. So why not just do a Cyborg movie?
Right.
You know, and have him, although he always feels like a supporting character. So it doesn't
feel
like,
had you taken what they did with him, where you see like the car accident that killed his mom and pretty much killed him. Basically.
I forgot that.
Yeah. But that wasn't in the original, in the Justice League.
Was it not?
No, it was just you were in an accident and it killed your mom. Like, it, you know, I don't think you saw it. I don't remember seeing it, but maybe I did.
Because
I don't ever remember seeing that woman before. I'm like, oh my God, Cyborg has a mom outside of like a mention of her.
But no, I thought that there was this thing with the football scene.
There's small parts of the football stuff, but you don't ever see his mother. You just see like how his dad doesn't show up.
Okay.
I don't remember. Again, I haven't seen this movie in like a while. I don't ever remember seeing his mother
right
before. So if you had just taken that, like, Cyborg's this huge fucking football star at Gotham University.
I could have sworn he was in high school.
I thought he was too. But it depends on what you read. But in this movie, he was in college. So you take that. You take, like, you know, all the shit going on with his dad being absent and then losing his mom and da-da-da-da. If you would have just taken that and, like, expanded on it and made it into a nice little 90-minute, maybe it 2-hour Cyborg origin movie about him getting his powers and practicing flying up on the fucking rooftop. Uh-huh. And that would have been great. I would have totally watched that. I'd been 100% for that. But it's all in here now, and you're trying to, like, give this character weight when he really should just had his own fucking movie. But again, not Zack Snyder's fault. I feel that's Warner Brothers just not having the foresight
to do actual
movies.
To
do what they were supposed to
that.
Fucking do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's always bothered me, is that we got this inclusion of the Flash and I guess Aquaman too.
Yeah.
And Cyborg into this movie. And we're just supposed to be like, oh, here these characters are. Now we're supposed to be cool with them being here.
Right.
You know, even though they're, you know, and I think in Flash and Aquaman's case, like they're huge names.
Yeah.
That could have, you know, with dedicated fan bases.
Yeah.
You know, at least to my, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
That they could have held their own movies and they could have put those movies out ahead of time and held do a Cyborg movie in there too.
Yeah.
Just so we can get to the Justice League.
Yes.
You know, much like Marvel did. But, right. You know, but obviously DC wasn't interested in doing that.
Yeah. Because they Warner Brothers was playing catch up.
Yeah. Or Warner Brothers. Yeah.
And that was, so they were just like quick shove everybody in this fucking movie and just introduce them. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it, as I think what we saw with the Whedon version, it doesn't fucking work.
No.
Unless you go in with a knowledge of who these fucking people are. You're just like, why do I care about Cyborg or Flash or Aquaman? Well, who are these characters? Why do we even care? And then at least you get a little bit of Flash and Cyborg. Not so much Aquaman. He was kind of... His part really is almost the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. But it would have been kind of cool, though, to have an Aquaman movie ahead of time.
Yeah, instead of getting
to be like, and so then when Bruce goes to find him,
yeah,
you're just like, oh shit, he's going to find Aquaman.
Yeah,
you know, and he's gonna, you know, have, you know, and then maybe then, you know, we could just enjoy that.
You know what this is? I think the Marvel. Disney Marvel stuff versus the Warner Brothers DC stuff is basically the difference between SmackDown and Raw versus NXT.
Mm. Yeah.
SmackDown and Raw is like DC, where it's just like fucking throw it all in there. We got to get this. We got to hit the next show. We got to get all these people out there.
We got to get from point A to point B, exactly. And it doesn't matter how it looks.
But NXT is we are investing in the storytelling.
Yeah.
Till we actually get these emotional impacts and this big deal match 9 months down the road.
Right.
And that's what Marvel did. They were like, we're going to 11 years worth of fucking movies and Thor. And here's one about this guy and that guy and blah, blah, blah. And then we're all going to bring them together in the end.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to be like, wait, what happened to Cyborg's? Who's Cyborg? Because there's a movie you can go watch before you come here if you want to. Yeah, know you can Cyborg
get
an idea. Who's,
if you want Cyborg to get over, then you know, then make
give him his
Cyborg,
own fucking movie.
You know, Bill, you got to build him up.
Yeah, and I thought I can't remember his name. The guy who plays Cyborg was great. Ray Fisher. I thought he was really good. I thought his, you know,
he got to do a lot more in the Snyder Cut.
He got to do a lot more. I really liked it.
I think he did fine.
And it was the same kind of. I mean. The Flash is kind of the same in this one.
In this go around, I actually decided that I think the Flash is way more annoying.
I think that
I disliked him more in this time around, and yeah. I think it's maybe it's just because
Ezra Miller.
I don't know. Just something about the way that he plays him. He doesn't play him. There's not like an earnest.
I don't like the wisecracking, fast talking.
Well, I mean,
really super awkward Flash.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like because when you think about Justice League, mm-hmm. you think about the cartoon, mm-hmm. and you think about the way that they did him in the cartoon.
Yep.
Like you know he was you know kind of like the comic relief of that as well.
Sure. He was also Wally West.
But he was also Wally West, and he also had it was just a lot more. Just a lot more of an earnest nature to it. So yeah, it would have been better though, you know, if we had a Flash movie of his own to talk about or to look back to and get better perspective on the character.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that would have been again. It's just Warner Brothers really trying to play catch up and kind of fucking everything over in the process. You know, this is kind of a monster of their own making. Well, something that I didn't like, which I think should have been used only for Flash. And I know, I just want to say this, Zack Snyder's aesthetic is not for me.
Mm.
This movie is ugly, 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 ugly. I don't like the way it looks. There's too much shiny, fake metal CGI shit. But in something that I know he does all the time is that slow-mo thing.
There's a lot of
There's so much slow-mo. It's like literally that part where Wonder Woman's fighting that guy, like fighting those dudes in the bank.
Yeah.
Those like terrorists with like no discernible plan, really. They're just like, we're going to blow up four blocks of London and that's going to send us all back to the Stone Ages. And you're like,
is it?
It's only four blocks. You know that, right? Like, that's not enough. But anyway, so she's like fighting those guys and like something like falls, the thing explodes and like something falls on a cop car. And this cop just like in slow motion just watches it. And I'm like, this does nothing for the movie. It's just a guy in slow motion.
Yeah.
And then Cyborg's playing football in slow motion, da 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 da. And I'm like, what I really would have liked to see, Zack Snyder has his heart on for slow-mo, but when he should have used it is only when we're in the Flash, like POV.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fucking, everything else is slow-mo except for the Flash. And that's fine because you know what? That's effective. That's what's, the Flash sees when he's running really fast. Everything else is like really slow and like almost stopped. But when you do it for like a rock falling on the hood of a car, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's not effective anymore. So I wish there could have been a little bit of restraint, which I knew that was not possible. But had Zack Snyder been able to just be like, the only time I use this is when I'm in the Flash's point of view. POV, I think it would have been a lot more effective.
Yeah. No.
Instead of just being like, literally, here's a guy walking up the stairs really slowly for no fucking reason.
It's like that Dave Chappelle sketch where it's like, oh man, let's watch that back in slow motion, you know, whatever. But, yeah, there was some interesting choices going on here.
Yeah.
But going back to the Flash, like I was just thinking about just now, like the whole thing with him meeting, I guess that's Iris.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Iris.
But does she ever say her name?
No.
She's just like some woman.
We're just supposed to assume that
it's like
Iris.
It's like a James Blunt video. It's like, you know,
it
whatever.
Really is. It was also really creepy that he was like touching her hair.
Yeah.
And that's, I was like, dude, don't be creepy. Just fucking save her. And yeah, these hot dogs, apparently, that are also flying.
Yeah, that's pretty funny when, like, a woman's in a tragic accident.
It's because the guy was trying to eat his floor burger. Slow-mo pick up a floor burger.
I was criticizing that in the moment.
It was funny.
But then I was like, yeah, I'd also do that.
Of course you would. You'd go for that floor burger. Would you do it in slow-mo?
Yeah, I would. I wonder if that would look cooler
with your giant sesame seeds slowly falling to the floor.
Sesame seeds, yeah, those were the pearls. Oh, this episode,
you're 100% right. The hot dogs.
Did we get the pearls in the original Justice League?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we got them in BVS.
We
got them in BVS
because we had Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Lauren Cohan as the Waynes for that one thing where it's like. Beads, you know.
That's right. And that's right, because her necklace got caught around the end of the gun. I'm sorry, that will never not be dumb. It will never not be dumb.
Yeah, those were the sesame seeds with the pearls. You know, it was just like seeds. You know. But yeah, no, that'd be me. That'd be me. I'd cause some sort of catastrophic event because I'm like, fries!
I could see that. I can definitely
even though it's already, you know, it's no good.
Yeah.
You know.
The other weird part about that is when the Flash went to like save everybody, he ran out of it. Like he exploded his shoes.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't even like shredded shoes anywhere. It was just.
Maybe he went and bought, in between everything else, he went and bought new shoes.
No, I don't think you saw him and he had bare feet, but like then he goes back to the job interview and you don't see like shredded shoes like in front of this woman, or he didn't like give them to the dog to chew on.
Well, maybe he picked them up.
Maybe because he's so fast,
he picked it because he also managed to get himself in position with the dogs.
How many pairs of shoes does Barry ruin in a day? Like if he's just fucking busted out of them like that.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, he's because he's not really making a lot of money.
Well, he has no jobs as he has told his father. His father wants him to get a job, and he's just working. I don't know, Because apparently dogs hate the Flash.
I guess.
Because all those dogs were barking at him, and I'm like, since when? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it's a thing in the comics that I didn't.
Maybe he makes a weird noise when he runs, and it's kind of like a dog whistle.
Maybe he blows a dog whistle while he runs.
Maybe that's why dogs hate him.
It's just to let everybody know he's there. Yeah. All dogs always around.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there was that. There was that with the Flash. There was, Wonder Woman was still Wonder Woman.
Yeah, everything I feel like Wonder Woman was,
Well, there was that scene where, like, she went to where the fire was, and she picked up the arrow and, like, apparently it was a key.
Yeah.
And she wore a trench coat that matched the building.
She looks like just the building.
Literally, I was like, that coat is the exact same color of the building. And she, like, walks, like, there was just a random, like, bucket full of gasoline for her to use to, like, create a torch. And then she, I don't know, dropped from the ceiling.
Where was that hole?
I don't know. All of a sudden, she just, like, dropped. And I was like, what happened?
Did she make a hole? Did she know to go in there somehow?
I don't know. Was there a door? I didn't see anything. She just, like,
dropped. She just dropped into the hole, and she was like, all right, I'm going to go
and she had her torch. She's like, opened a thing with the arrow and then, like, got to see paintings on a wall.
Yeah.
And I was like,
because that used to be, like, the Amazon hideout or whatever.
It was the Shrine of the Amazons. But my question on that is, so she saw it and she was like, invasion. And I was like, okay. And then when the Amazons brought out the arrow in their insane ceremonies, that apparently everything has a fucking ceremony on Themyscira. Because they're like, I honestly thought it was a coffin. I was like, oh, are they burying that Amazon? No, it's a fucking
arrows. Like, the whole thing, too, where there was, like, that one, like, there's, like, these random Amazons that are getting, like,
there's the one who got stuck under a horse, and she was all sad.
And everybody's like, oh, no, not, you're Eurybides or whatever her name was. You know, they're making these big dramatic, like, overtures about this one person. But I don't know who that is.
It was like, it's just an Amazon.
I mean, I'm sad that you lost your friend, but I mean, you know, could you have made this more?
Yeah, like, could they have had literally one line?
One line's like, oh, you're our only hope. You know, Amazon Euphrates. Lady.
Yeah,
Euphrates or whatever.
And like, so there's all these Amazons standing there, and they're carrying this box. And I'm like, oh, it's a funeral. No, it's just like a box with two arrows in it. And they're like, well, we got to get this message to the world of men. I'm like, but there's two arrows. So, like, there's the dark side room. Uh-huh. Is there another room that says every other reason that we would set off this fire? Because I'm like, how do you know that this is the one you need to notify them for? Like, there's only two arrows.
I don't know. I like the idea that she was going to shoot that arrow. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, she's like, we have to get to the thing of men. And it's like, we didn't really know where it was going to land. So you're just like, I was like, what if it just lands at, like, a Sbarro's or like a Starbucks or something?
We're talking, they're like, it hasn't been lit for 5,000 years. And I'm like, how do you know it's even there? What if it's just like a Chipotle now?
It just lands in a bowl of cauliflower rice. Somebody's just like, hey, man, I can't wait to eat my lunch. Oh, shit.
Lands in the parking lot of a Starbucks. Everyone's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Luckily, it's still in one of the temples.
Lands in the chocolate fountain at a Golden Corral.
Right? I'm like, you guys just get text messaging. It's just so much easier than this, like, arrow system you've got going on.
Yeah, this arrow system is a bit flawed.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But Wonder Woman stuff was kind of, I felt it was a lot of it was the same.
Yeah. Amazon stuff to me was the same. Like, I know, like, Gail Simone on Twitter was like, the Amazons, you guys. I'm like, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing. They just, you know,
I also, like, they take the mother box and they, like, ride inland. And I'm like, you're on an island. Where are you going? Because, like, you had, like, it was all protected and, like, fell in the sea and da-da-da. Where are you going now? Because you're on an island. So should have got on a boat. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether, anyway, it didn't matter because a horse fell on a lady.
Yeah, that was pretty tragic.
Which was pretty funny. There was some horse throwing.
Oh, yes.
Which you thought was awesome.
Yeah. I think I made a very important point that in Beavis,
yes, horse movie.
I think it's Beavis. Yeah. Beavis is a very, very pro-horse movie.
There's so many horses in Beavis.
So many horses. Go back and watch
especially at the end.
Yeah.
A lot of horses.
A lot of horse. And in this movie, you know, there's the
fuck
big,
them horses.
There's the big fight scene. Is it Darkseid or is it the Parademon? Oh, Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
The whole thing when they're going to get the mother box from Themyscira. Like, Steppenwolf is like chucking horses. Like, he's putting horses everywhere. People are like, horses are falling on people. It's raining horses. It is a very anti-horse movie.
It is.
Zack Snyder was like, you know what? This one's for my anti-horse crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I got a big fan base in the anti-horse crowd.
Yeah.
You know,
I went too far in the pro-horse direction.
Yeah, a lot of people
got corrected.
That was the biggest criticism I got for BVS.
Too many.
he's like, you got man, just too many horses, man. I'm not comfortable around with that many horses. Maybe in the next movie, maybe he'll like beat up some horses. and they did.
Which I enjoyed. Wonder Woman was fine, and with Batman, and I was very famous for not being happy with Ben Affleck's casting when it was first announced.
Point in our relationship.
It was because
when I texted you, Ben Affleck is Batman, you just went, fuck you.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, fuck you. That better be a lie, I think is what I said. Because I was like, what in the fuck? What are you talking about, Ben Affleck? But I even said in Beavis that I thought he was a really good Batman and a good Bruce Wayne. And he continued to be a good Batman. I think he's great in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a super, let's take everything super serious movie and oh, everything is grim, dark, and sad, but I think he does a good job.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good, you know, and
I support Batfleck.
His Bruce Wayne isn't, you know, it's
his Bruce Wayne's fucking hot as hell too.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, there we go.
Get us!
At least he's not mad about that one guy that nobody knew when he was all sad and biffy. I'm sad about my account manager.
Project manager, no!
Not the low-level project manager.
Dennis!
I'll fight Superman for you.
Vengeance. Pray to me. Okay.
God damn it.
But you know what's also interesting, too, was remembering all the spots where there was clearly Whedon instances.
Yeah.
Like that whole scene that they have between Batman and Wonder Woman having a drink.
Right. Yes. Like that, I was like, oh, wait, that's not in here.
Yeah. Just a lot of different, like even the line too, where I think it's Flash says it's the Pet Cemetery line about Superman coming back. Like that's not in there.
Right.
So there's a lot of, we're just kind of hodgepodging around.
Well, yeah, if we went through this step by step like we ended up doing with Wonder Woman, we would never be finished because it's so long. The problem is because a lot of stuff happens, but not a lot of it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like everything is given the same weight.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, so it's just kind of like, and then we move to this moment, and here's another moment, and here's another, and I'm just like, okay.
Well, here's the thing, too, that I wanted to point out.
Steppenwolf's look like shit?
Steppenwolf looks more like shit. However, though, to their credit, they do give Steppenwolf more agency in this
movie. Oh, so much more, yes.
And it makes more sense for him to be a primary villain here.
Absolutely.
And for reasons why him trying to satiate, placate Darkseid.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't even get it. Do we get a mention of him at all in the original one?
No.
Like, not even a mention, right?
No. And that, because we even talked about that, I was like, when he goes back up in that fucking mother box, which there's a huge difference too, because he just like gets sucked back up in the mother box and we were like, where? Just show me the red eyes.
Yeah,
just show me the fucking eyes telling me Darkseid is there. We actually get him in this movie.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is great. I'm so happy to actually see We see Darkseid. We see Apocalypse. We see Desaad.
We see Granny Goodness.
We see who we assume is Granny Goodness. We can't really see her, but we think that's her. It was cool to actually finally see that shit.
That part at the end when they're beating the shit out of him, out of Steppenwolf, and they're just sitting there watching. This mother box is open, just sitting there watching. Like, that looks painful.
I was trying to figure that out because I was like, that I was the part I didn't really understand, because at the end, the mother boxes join, right? They do the unity or whatever the fuck it's
unity.
And then the portal opens and you see Desaad and Darkseid and Granny Goodness standing there. And I'm like, so is that just a visual portal, or can they? Because no, it can't be, because Steppenwolf goes through it.
Yeah.
So they just watch. They're just like, should we help this guy, or should we let him get his ass kicked?
It's like, dude.
And they just let him get his ass kicked.
It's like, dude, that shit's open. It's like, go. It's like, clearly whatever plan you guys are trying to, you know, he's trying to enact is not working. So Maybe you should just be like, I'm just going to shoot some beams out there.
Yeah, well, we actually got to see his beams, which was cool.
Yeah.
Darkseid's Omega beams. So that was fun. But I was like, shoot some beams, or you have a fucking army literally sitting behind you, sent through. And they're just like, let's just watch. Let's see how this plays out. And they just, and Steppenwolf, I will say, fucking great, gets beheaded by Wonder Woman at the end. And I am 100%.
That was actually
a
pretty cool,
like, yes.
Pretty cool, like, you know, everybody's fighting and people are like, you know, you got Aquaman throwing them back with the trident. And
everybody's helping.
Everybody's doing their thing. Like, just cutting them up. And then Darkseid's like, stop.
Yeah. Darkseid's like, I agree. He should have died. I'll come back later.
Yeah. I'll be back because you know, the anti-life equation is on Earth, and you know, my this dude saw it in a dream, or saw it in a vision.
Yeah, I would have to go back because I know.
I thought it was in the source wall.
I thought it was too. Honestly, I would have to go back and like look up the anti-life equation, because I know he's
always
looking for it.
I'm not reading Fourth World. Don't make you.
Yeah, he's always looking for it, and I know that's his thing. And I'm just like,
I thought he created it.
I don't remember.
I thought that was his thing. Where he was like, "Edge of Creation." He's like, "Ah, this is my fucking thing."
But isn't he looking for something so he can like enact it or something?
Sure.
He has to like turn it on. I don't know. What
I need to get a new gerbil in the in the wheel.
Yeah, I gotta. I feel like Thanos' idea of just snapping your fingers
new OS.
And killing a bunch of people is way easier than whatever the fuck he's doing with his algorithm.
Yeah. So. Which, by the way, actually, that reminds me of we did watch we'll talk about this next time. But Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like a thing in there where like there's guys in there that are like, it's like Thanos was, you know, we thought Thanos was right. And the people, the world was better for the snap. And I was like, it was.
We literally said that in unison.
That's right. Did we say that? We did. And then we both went, it was.
Yes.
The whales were back. The water was cleaner.
The world was fine. Nature was healing. Like, yeah, it was way better. When they were right. Thanos was fucking right. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that, but he was right.
So, yeah. Darkseid needs some pointers from Thanos.
He really does.
And how to, well, this is the thing I was going to say. So there's the whole thing about the mother boxes and them coming to Earth with the mother boxes and that flashback.
Yeah.
And they're gonna like, all right, we're going to join these mother boxes together and we're going to fucking take over the Earth, or we're going to blow up this, whatever we're going to fucking do. We're going to.
Oh, you mean the Lord of the Rings sequence?
Lord of the Rings sequence.
Yeah.
And Darkseid shows up and he's like, all right, time to kick some ass. He goes out for like.
He gets jobbed out. He gets
jobbed out. So fucking hard. Some guy just goes and shows up with an axe. I think it was like Zeus.
Zeus or Ares, one of the two.
Yeah, Ares just is like, whomp. And he's like, they're like, all right, get him back on the ship. Get him back on the ship.
Yeah.
Run away.
Right, exactly. It was literally like a fucking Monty Python sketch. Run away. I was like, you just jobbed out fucking Darkseid. Are you kidding me? Like, it literally was.
Like, can you just go out there and just shoot his beams and just kill everybody?
That's what I was like, where's your fucking beams, bro? He didn't even use them. He didn't use them until later.
Where's your beams, bro? No, he didn't use them before. It was a vision.
It was like a vision where you saw it. I was like, he's got a makeup beams. What? Because that was so funny, that part where they were just like, here's the world of Amazons, the world of Atlanteans, and the world of men coming together to best the threat. Also some gods. Don't forget them.
Also and Green Lanterns.
And one Green Lantern.
Yeah, one Green Lantern.
A singular Green Lantern.
Who gets murdered
and I was like,
immediately.
I was like, there's like a core, right? You could call some friends.
Nope, just one.
Just the one.
Just one guy.
But
I do like with his rings going up and like Darkseid's like, ooh.
He tries to grab it and he couldn't. But like literally the King of Men looks exactly like the King of Men in fucking Lord of the Rings. He looks exactly like the guy. And I'm just like, this is just Lord of the Rings. And they're like,
is this stock footage of Lord of the Rings?
It really is, because instead of like splitting up all the rings, like the seven rings go to the men and the three go to the elves, it's just like each race gets a mother box. And I'm like, this is just fucking Lord of the Rings, you guys. And my favorite part about that whole thing is, because I think there was brief mention of it in the Justice League movie, but I don't remember. But I love the part where it's like, the Atlanteans like put it on a big pillar and they have people guarding it. And like the Amazons do pretty much the same thing. Men bury it 3 feet down in a forest. Just be like, right, that's like, good, right?
Like, yeah, let's put some dirt on it. All right, see you later. Nobody will ever find this.
No one will find it. It's just three feet down in the fucking woods.
But then men did, because it was the middle of World War II. And they did.
That's right. Random Nazis are in this movie.
Watch out for random Nazis.
They just pop up.
No, I was going to say, what was the, I just was going to talk about the battle. No, I was going to say, like, if it's the Lord of the Rings, it's like all of a sudden a bunch of fucking trees show up.
Oh, right.
You know, and they just start kicking Darkseid's ass. I can't face these trees, even though I have nullifying beams of the utmost power.
Yeah.
That come out of my eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, use your Omega beams. No, he's just going to get an axe to the fucking shoulder and then get thrown back in his ship and everybody leaves.
He's like, he's just spilling blood everywhere. And I'm like, come on. This is Darkseid, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And then later on, like when Superman shows back up and he like stops Steppenwolf from like using his axe on Cyborg, the axe hits him in the exact same place that it hit Darkseid earlier.
Oh.
But it doesn't go into him. And I'm like, so.
Oh, so it's a congruency.
Yeah. And I was like, well, but Darkseid's like a big fucking deal, and Superman has a hard time beating him.
Yeah.
Shouldn't, whatever, it's fine. In his black
Dark suit.
Darkseid
a bitch.
Yeah, Darkseid just fucking got jobbed so hard.
Yeah, that's the thing you're watching.
Which I thought was
that's
really
the thing
funny.
When we watch these movies and we just like, you see some guys show up and you're like, all right, this guy's gonna kick some ass, and then they just get fucking their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I was waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, man. Darkseid's on the battlefield. He's going to start kicking. No.
Nope, nope.
Nope.
Oh, look at that Green Lantern's there. He's going to, you know, make a big fucking fist with, oh, nope,
nope, nope, nope. Never mind.
Didn't, nope, nope,
yep,
nope,
nope. Didn't, fuck it. Nope.
Green jobbers.
So that was fun. There's just a lot going on. Oh, I will say something that I liked about this movie is when we see Mera, her wig is so much better than it was in Aquaman.
Yes.
Because that wig in Aquaman is like the worst red Party City wig I've ever fucking seen in my life.
The term is shake and bake.
It's a shake and go.
Oh, shake and go.
I thought it was
a shake and bake wig.
Shake and bake, pretty much the same thing. But I mean, it's so bad in that movie. In this one, at least it looks like real hair.
Yeah, it does.
And
yeah.
It's like not a ridiculous color.
Speaking of Aquaman.
Yes.
So here's Aquaman's deal. Bruce goes to look him up. Goes into the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bruce is like, I'm looking for this man. I'll give you money. You know, he's got fat stacks on him.
Oh, of course, Bruce Wayne has fat stacks.
Fat stacks. He's like, my bankroll could choke a hippo.
Yeah.
So he throws the fat stacks down, and Aquaman's like, you know, whatever. I don't want to fucking deal with this shit.
Yeah.
So he does the thing which we see in the movie, uh-huh, where he, you know, he takes off his shirt, doesn't take off his shoes.
Oh God, yes.
And,
okay.
And then swims away, which we don't get to see him swim away, because that was really cool in the movie where he just like jumps in the water and goes poosh.
Right.
And they didn't show that.
They didn't.
I don't know
why
we didn't see that. But then we're in Iceland.
Oh God.
And
this was upsetting.
These evil ABBA looking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Start singing, and these women.
Yes, these women who, I don't know, trying to get into Eurovision with their depressing song.
That's right, it was Eurovision.
It was like a shitty Eurovision, because they like start singing this song, but they look haunted. They look like, honestly, that could have been something out of, you know, a fucking the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because it was
like Midsummer.
It was. And they were just like all standing there. And then the woman, the main woman singing, like they gave her like huge bags under her eyes. And she's just like with her eyes all huge, just creepily singing, like picking up his sweater. And I was like, she's haunted. I'm like, that woman's not real. She's a ghost.
Yeah.
Like,
it was, I thought she was going to start doing a Tommy Wiseau with that sweater.
I was like, what's happening? I'm glad they did not come back. Cause I was like,
they did come back. Remember Aquaman was riding in the back of a truck?
Yeah, but I don't remember those people being
Women. No, those women. I thought you meant they come back to the
The women, the creepy women singing the Icelandic song. And I was like, you know, you don't need this in here, right? Like, this could have been cut. If you really wanted to not have a four-hour runtime, creepy women don't have to be in this movie.
The women stay in! I will not make any concessions.
That was the other thing that I was talking about. I was like, so later on we see Aquaman save a guy, bring him back to a bar, and he comes into the bar wearing a t-shirt or like a tank top, soaking wet. Uh-huh. And then when he goes back out to go back into the water, he takes it off again. I'm like, so where is he getting these shirts if he's always throwing them off when he gets the water?
Because he keeps going to different ports.
And he just has clothes that he's just like, I'll just put it on so I can walk up there and then I'll just rip it off and like leave it here on this pier.
Yeah. Because they got these women that worship him apparently.
I mean, Jason Momoa is pretty fucking hot, so I guess I got it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my man.
That made it.
It sure did. Because I thought that was a Whedon thing. No, it wasn't. It was the original. No,
that was whoever fucking wrote this thing. I don't know.
Yeah. But
whoever 5 million people that probably wrote this thing.
Yeah, this stupid movie.
It's like, yo, my contribution is my man.
Should we talk about the ending?
Sure.
The night. Oh, no, before we talk about that, we have to talk about two superhero cameos. One cameo and then another guy who showed up. So when Cyborg's dad is working in the
Star Labs. In the Superman ship.
We've got the Atom.
Yeah, we have Ryan Choi.
Which is exciting.
We don't have a Ray, but we have Ryan Choi who goes out to be the Atom. They have like a little teaser there of him being like head of nanotechnology.
Right. And none of that was in that Justice League movie.
No.
I think that guy was in there. I think you see him in the scene and he might have a line or two, but you know, he doesn't get a name.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, that's cool. All right. So we've got reset. We have the Atom. That's great. But then fucking finally, and actually not what I expected. Because I thought J.K. Simmons was supposed to be...
Well, because he was getting ripped.
He was getting ripped. I thought J.K. Simmons was going to be John, and it's not. But John is in this fucking movie, fucking Martian Manhunter, and it's a general who was in Man of Steel and then in Beavis and now in this movie.
Yeah, it was...
General Stan... Swanick, yeah.
Yeah, Swanick. It's this guy, and he shows up the first time to... As Martha.
Yes.
To talk to Lois about getting over fucking Superman.
I guess.
So whatever. So he does that and then he just turns back into this guy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we need Superman or whatever. And then he shows up at the end and then he doesn't show up for the rest of the fucking movie.
Well, that was the thing. If anything is going to bring John out of hiding, it's going to be fucking Darkseid. Right? And parademons and all that sort of shit. He knows it's going on. So he needs to have shown up to fucking help.
Yeah.
But the fact that he didn't, okay, fine. You don't want to throw another character in, probably because we have to set up too many in the beginning. That's fine. But we actually get him at the end talking to Batman, being like, you can call me Martian Manhunter. And I'm like, no, his name is John Jones. John Jones.
John.
I mean, I know his name is Martian Manhunter, but he should always go by John.
Yeah, let's call him John.
But that was great. I was like, oh shit, we would get Martian Manhunter in this universe.
Uh-huh.
And how cool would that be? He exists. I'm so happy to fucking see him because how many times have we been talking about where's John?
Even if he didn't get a chance to do anything cool.
Because John's a fucking heavy hitter, man.
Oh, John could Giles fuck you up.
Exactly. I'm like, you need help with Darkseid.
Shapeshifting, telepathy, invisibility.
Phasing through things.
Intangibility.
Oh my God.
He's afraid of fire.
Yeah, fire doesn't work for him. But everything else is fine.
He's pretty good. I-beams, you could do the I-beams.
Yes, bring me John. Like, that would have been great. Been like, well, you know, Superman.
And he didn't look too bad.
No, he looked...
A lot of ridges. But he looked okay. But the outfit was okay.
Yeah. And yeah. I was just like, give me John. Give me more John. But I was glad to see him. I thought that was great. So that's a plus.
Yes.
In the plus column there.
Finally got some John. I'm trying to think there's so much other random bullshit in this movie that we're just watching.
It's just so long.
And it's so long. And there's a lot of dumb things. But there's also a lot of things that were done well that allowed me to actually enjoy the movie overall as a whole and feel better that this exists in order to fill certain voids.
Sure.
That were left open because of the Justice League movie that was released.
Yes.
So I wanted to see that. You're waving at me.
I was actually waving at Lila.
Oh, I thought you were waving at me. Yeah. Jim, I thought Jim was giving me the Iggy to.
Oh, hell. I want to say something? No, I was waving at the cat.
So, but I'm trying to think there was some other gags in here that things that I was like, this is stupid.
There were a lot of really. Dumb. Oh, I do want to say is one of the stupidest things that I saw in there because so apparently the rumor is and not even a rumor, like Zack Snyder has like said this is true, that he wanted to have like this whole storyline with like Bruce fucking Lois and like Bruce being, you know, really conflicted about bringing Superman back because he truly loves Lois Lane and whatever. But then Lois is also pregnant with Superman's child.
Yes.
So we got to see, like, part of that when she opens her bedside table and there's a pregnancy test inside. And I'm like, all right, let me explain to you something about where pregnancy tests belong. They belong in the fucking bathroom.
Yes.
Because you need to pee on them. The only time you are going
I don't know. I mean, her bathroom's out in the middle of the fucking kitchen.
You're right. That's true. Like, because
as we've seen in Man of Steel.
When Martha came over, and she knocked on the door. I was like, she's in the bathtub. Because the bathtub, if we remember correctly, is right by the front door. Because Superman walks in holding a bag of groceries while Lois is in the tub.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to hide it from somebody and she lives alone, why is your fucking pregnancy test at the bedside table? Just put it under the fucking cabinet so you can pee on it when you're in the bathroom.
No, we needed that
shot. So you don't
shot.
Have to be like, oh my God, I fucking forgot it. No, you have to have that shot. You can't have her carrying like a paper bag and taking it out. That would have done it just fine. No, let's put it in the bedside table where no one would ever fucking keep it.
You'd be funny if it was randomly a vibrator instead of a...
You know what? That makes sense. That's where you keep your vibrator. You don't keep your pregnancy test there.
But it's a bat-shaped vibrator? Wayne Industries.
She just has a set of Magnum condoms. They're just like Wayne condoms. Wayne XXLs.
Excuse me, I dropped my Magnum condom from my massive dog.
I can see Wayne Industries branching into condoms.
I can see them branching into sex toys, yeah.
Sex toys and condoms? Absolutely.
You know, we have a spicy division here.
Are there any DC-branded sex toys?
I don't know.
I mean, there's Hello Kitty branded sex toys.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure we should probably... I mean, there's obviously the parodies.
Yeah, but is there like officially licensed DC Comics sex toys?
I don't know.
Is there a Superman magic wand?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what else to say.
I guess we have to talk about the end. The
Okay.
Mid-credit sequence?
Well, we talked about the end. I think we kind of skipped over because we had a bit of a technical thing. But so the end of the proper end of the movie.
Okay.
Is the unity of the boxes is going to happen.
Yeah. And Darkseid's just going to watch Steppenwolf.
Darkseid's just going to watch.
Beat town.
He likes to watch.
He does. He's like, fuck that guy.
So the Justice League has to like infiltrate the giant bubble.
Yes.
That Steppenwolf has created to...
In
in Russia.
In Russia. Thank God that fucking Russian family is not in this stupid movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think they made a big point of it because this time they're like, well, it's a ghost town.
Yes.
That nobody's inhabited.
Yes.
So it's just, and it's like a Chernobyl kind of place. Yes. Where it's like, because at one point, Sepulveda's like, oh, this is
it's radioactive, toxic, which is good for building the defenses or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad that family was not there.
I'm surprised, though, they didn't get radiation poisoning just going in there.
Well, it's because, no, there's a line where it's like, oh, we're going to, like, grow a Flash says something like, oh, it's radioactive. We're going to, like, grow a foot out of our neck. And, like, someone, I don't remember who, I think Cyborg might be like, no, he soaked up all the radiation to build
the dome thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So he made it safer.
Yeah.
Okay. They infiltrate this dome and then so what has to happen is the Flash has to, like, go faster than the speed of light. So he just starts, like, in order to, like, give enough juice for Cyborg to integrate with the mother boxes.
Yeah.
And so as he's doing that, you know, he's about to do it, and he's waiting for Cyborg to give him the signal, but, like, Sepulveda's stopping him, and then there's all the shit going on, and then there's, like, parademons using, like, these cannons to shoot at the Flash, and one of them actually hits him, and so that stops them at the moment, and then the Unity completes itself, and this big wave of, like, energy or whatever just goes through and just disintegrates everybody, and as it's about to hit the Flash does a thing where he starts running so fast that he can turn back time.
Yeah.
And so everything starts reversing and he's able to provide the charge that the Cyborg needs in order to access the box. And then it's, what's his face? It turns into, like, a bunch of, like, dark side, the Cyborg sees his family there. He sees him and his family, which, by the way, I want to point out, we brought this up. So when Cyborg was, when Joe Morton, or Cyborg's dad, uses the mother box to, like, save his son, he is just a torso.
Yeah.
Which was really weird. So he was dead.
Yeah.
So he was just a dead torso, even though he was in the hospital and
I think he actually died.
You think he actually dies.
But I think if that had been a Cyborg origin movie, we would have found out that he actually did die. And then his dad, like, in his grief, was like, I will bring back this torso.
Yes.
That is my son. And then the mother box, like,
yeah, the mother box creates the body or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyways, so he sees himself, and so Cyborg goes to, like, confront this vision of his family.
Yeah.
Because Joe Morton dies at one point trying to, like, provide a heat signature for
That was stupid, yeah.
And
Joe Morton, like, literally melts himself.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going to stop trapping myself in this box. Ah, I'm dead.
Joe Morton died a lot in movies, too.
Yeah, he did.
A lot.
Yeah, he gets fucked up pretty good.
he's always like, it's my last stand, and he never makes it past it.
See, go see Terminator 2.
Yeah, exactly.
But he... So Cyborg's, like, confronts his family, and then all of a sudden they turn into, like, the Crypt Keeper.
Yes.
And, like, they start, like...
Like it's like the weird sisters out of fucking Shakespeare. There's, like, three, like, long-haired,
it's like the actual... It's, you know what it is? It's like Dario Argento, the three mothers.
It really is, yeah.
It's like the three, the mother of tears and the mother of whispers and the mother of snores or whatever the fuck it is.
These, like, fucking monstrous wraith things, and they're, like, Cyborg's, like, fighting them or trying to pull them apart.
Yeah, and then so Superman shows up and they pull them apart, and then they beat up Steppenwolf.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everything is finished.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's how it ends, right?
I mean,
that part ends.
That part, and then, like, pretty much everybody, like, goes back, and, like, Cyborg strips on his parents' grave, which I thought was, it, like, flies into the sky.
There's a lot of there's a lot more grave digging in this.
There's
in
a
this
lot
movie.
Of
because not only is
that's right.
Because not only do they dig up Superman's grave, but they also...
Cyborg tries to hide the mother box in the graveyard.
In the graveyard of his under his mom's grave, which yeah, he does
his,
actually.
Or his grave. His or his mom's. They're next to each other. You can't really tell which one it is.
He puts it in their grave site. And then, because that's where he keeps it until they need it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so there's a lot more grave digging. And then, yeah, so Cyborg, you know, makes amends with that and whatever. Yeah.
And the Flash is like, I got a job.
Oh, we got to talk about Slappy.
Oh.
So, okay.
Oh, this is the dumbest part.
So there's this part at the beginning when the...
A janitor at Star Labs.
So there's a... Well, no, it's not the janitor.
Yeah, yeah. So it's somebody at Star Labs. Probably, I think it's the janitor. Sees the parademon.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
Well, he gets killed, though. The janitor gets killed.
I don't know if he gets killed or what. So then, like, the next day, Joe Morton goes to work, and he's like, what's going on? He's like, well, these 8 people, like janitors and whatever, didn't sign out last night. We have them under observation here because they said they saw some sort of monster.
But didn't they get kidnapped?
I think that comes later.
Okay.
That's what later on the parody, because apparently the parademons can smell the mother.
Well, also, too, like they're kidnapping.
How do they smell them? Especially when it's underwater. I don't know how they smell the box, but whatever. So then, so they've got these people, they've got them under observation, and like this. This guy is, they're like, oh, they're doing a sketch.
Doing a sketch of what they saw.
And so this guy in this
hazmat suit,
like comes over to the thing with a piece of paper and just goes, smack. Just fucking smacks.
It's very aggressive. Instead of just being like, okay, I'm going to go up there and just hold it up. He just goes, whap.
I mean, this guy is like, I'm on screen. I'm fucking going for it. He slaps this thing so hard. And it's so funny because it's just like an owl.
Yeah, like, it's just a shitty... It's like a 10-year-old drew it.
It's like... But it looks like an owl. It looks nothing like the parademons. It kind of, sort of looks like a Batman, maybe. So then later on, J.K. Simmons is like, I'll ask Batman if this is him. And I'm like, it's not him. It looks like an owl. It doesn't even look like a parademon. This guy, like, who the fuck did you hire to do your sketching? Like,
why is he so aggressive?
First off, maybe he's mad because that's the only thing he can draw. And he's like, if I smack it hard enough, they're not going to ask me if I'm sure this is what this thing looked like.
I don't know. I've been doing this for 3 hours, but this person just was telling me all the stuff and I couldn't understand it. I'm not good at my job.
The only thing I can draw is this weird.
He's mad. You know those guys that's mad that he can't do his job right?
Yeah.
So he's.
But he doesn't want anybody to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's just like.
All I can draw are ghost owls. So that's what I'm going to draw every fucking time they call me in. Dude who robbed a bank.
He's got
is
tentacles.
A ghost.
No, he doesn't.
It's a ghost owl.
He's got horns. No, it doesn't.
Like, no, he
ghost
really
owl.
He really did look like JFK.
It looked like JFK.
Ghost
Era.
Owl. With,
I need the mother box.
It's a ghost owl holding a cup of Dunks. Like, that's how I.
No, he just draws Ben Affleck picking up the Dunks. It's just
the background of my
phone.
That
needs to be a meme.
What?
I don't know. Because can't you usually like make that into a meme?
Which part?
Like if somebody holds up like a blank piece of paper.
Oh, you could.
I don't know how people will do that. But
yeah, I'm sure you could.
Somebody needs
that
to make
out.
That into a meme. Just some guy slap and it's just a picture of something.
Of like Ben Affleck picking up all of his Amazon packages. It's Batman.
It's Batman. It's like, oh, I have to ask Batman if that's him. Yeah, that's me. I had a lot of Batman packages. A lot of bat packages.
At my weird cube house by the lake.
My cube house where I hang out with John and our Alfred. So
the Flash gets a job.
Flash gets a job. That's right.
There's a lot of people holding papers against glass in this movie.
Yeah, more horse violence.
More paper against glass.
If you're into papers being slapped on glasses, this is the movie for you.
And Flash doesn't even do it that hard. He's just like, hey, he just does it normally.
A lot
like,
of pressing paper to glass.
But that one guy was just like, ugh! So,
although that's the thing too, where like Flash's dad's like, my son's got a job, and everybody's like, yay!
Yay!
And I'm like, it's like, Like, is all these prisoners your friends? Like, how come you're interrupting their time talking to somebody?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, too bad somebody was like, my son's got a job. Yeah. He's like, fuck you. Shut up. I'm talking to my woman.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm talking to my son I haven't seen like, in 6 months. I only got
10 minutes in here. Shut up.
They won't give me conjugal visit. That's all I got.
Yep. So that happens. And then I can't remember. Oh, no, because it was another nightmare. So, like, all that happens. Then there's some credits. Then there's a scene.
No. There's a scene with John.
No, because that's at the end.
Oh, that's right. John. So Batman starts having his nightmare.
And it comes
after. We get the thing with Superman going back and seeing his mom, I think. Oh, no, that's the thing from the original movie where Batman and Superman, Batman buys the bank.
Oh, that's
and
right.
They
save the farm.
Save the farm or whatever.
Yeah, and then, but here's the weird part about, and I can't remember exactly what happened because it's like the credits, like the movie ends and the credits roll. And then you get like a scene, which it might have been Batman buying the bank or something. And then it goes.
No, there's credits.
No, hold on. And then it goes immediately. You see like a normal scene. And I don't remember what scene it is. So it might have been the bank scene. It might have been the Flash getting a job. It's just a very normal scene.
Yeah.
And then immediately it goes into the nightmare. There's no space in between it. And okay. I thought that was weird.
Okay.
I don't remember what the scene was before it, but I was like, oh, we're just jumped right in. And it's like Superman is evil and like Batman and there's a bunch of parademons on top of a car and there's like a skeleton face. Like a skeleton in a car.
He's going to the league.
And then like Batman's there with Mara and oh no, I know what scene it was.
Oh no, it's the
it's the Lex Luthor Deathstroke scene.
Which was in the original movie.
Which
I thought was that came after the credits.
Yes, and that's what you see, but then it goes immediately into a parademon standing on top of a car.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, wait, what? There's no space in between it. It's just like you've got Joe Manganiello or whatever as Deathstroke on a yacht, and then all of a sudden we have a parademon on a car.
Yeah.
And then we have Deathstroke is there. He's got different hair.
Yeah.
And he's there with Batman and Mara and
Flash.
Flash and Cyborg.
Yeah.
And then there's this really stupid part, because I guess Arthur's dead.
Yeah.
And then there's this. Makes no fucking sense because she's just like, who did you love, Batman? And I'm like, what? Who would, why would you ever say this to anybody? Why would anybody say this to anybody when you're trying not to be eaten by a parademon? You're only saying this because you want the Joker to come in.
Right.
And he does. And it's awful.
Yeah, Jared Leto.
I do not like, you can
Jared Leto looking like he drank a bunch of fruit juice.
Yeah, you can keep this nightmare shit. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I knew I was good. I'm like, I'm supposed to be turning over a new leaf and being nice and stuff, which I feel like I've been nice about a lot of this movie. But this
we've been very positive. I think there's a lot
of this stuff. Part. You could fucking trash it.
You can keep
it. I don't ever want to see this shit. No, I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't like all this nightmare stuff. Batman is not dragging anybody 3 inches like he does in the BVS. My favorite part of BVS. But like, I'm just, and the Joker's just like, you're like this, Batman. What about your parents? And also, I killed Boy Wonder. And I'm like, oh, so Robin's supposed to show up? We're at like the end of Batman's career. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so now we're just going to introduce that in here too. An evil Superman in here.
Yeah, because
hanging out with parademons because, oh, the future that the mother boxes showed them was Superman, like, corrupted by Darkseid.
I thought, or was it supposed to be some sort of Injustice thing?
I don't know if it's supposed to be, but that's what Injustice is like.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's where they took it from, I don't know.
Okay.
And, like, Lois is dead, so that's why Superman, like, went nuts. Which okay. is what happens in Injustice, and that's why Superman goes nuts there, but he's not hanging out with Darkseid, at least at the beginning. I don't know if he ever does, because I never finished it. But I'm just like, and then Batman's like, you know what, Joker? When I kill you, and I will fucking kill you!
Fuck!
And I was like, in what world is Batman going to fucking kill anybody?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's...
Things are different. It'd be cool. It's Mad Max times, you know? Things are different.
Yes, it's Batman if he was in Mad Max. You can keep this shit. I'm sorry. I'm glad we're never going to see that. I don't want it.
I do want to point out, so the whole big thing about the soup, about this, remember the whole big thing about Batman swearing and people swearing?
Yeah.
Not really that big of a deal. There is one point where Cyborg goes, fuck the world.
Oh, that was really funny.
That's just more funny.
Yeah. And somebody on Twitter called him Sad RoboCop.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, he's Sad RoboCop.
Sad RoboCop.
But then there's a few times where people are like, fuck, you know, yelling in the background or whatever. Like in that opening scene with the thing with Wonder Woman.
The terrorists. Or whatever. And then, I mean, it makes sense there to have somebody yelling, get the fuck on the ground. That's, yeah, what people say.
And then, you know, and then Batman's like, fuck. A lot of times Batman's saying shit. A lot of shit.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Batman threatening to out and out murder the Joker. I'm like, if you were going to murder the Joker, you would have done it by now.
Yeah, right?
You're just going to watch. And Joker's like, I have a card. If you keep this card, we have a truce. And I'm like,
it's like, what?
I don't. Go away.
Like, hey, just fucking.
Go. Stop drinking all the Kool-Aid. Like, literal Kool-Aid. Just go away.
just leave him there.
I don't like any of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a no for me. Thank you.
Yeah, and then that's it.
Yeah,
for the Justice League. I think we've talked a lot about it. I mean, there's a lot more stuff to cover.
But I mean, again, we can't be here for 4 hours talking about this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of point. Yeah, there's a lot of buttholery going on, but there's also a lot of good stuff going on. And I want to point out, I liked it. I was happy that
I liked it more than the Justice League. Absolutely,
I'm glad that it exists because it fills some voids that were left by the original theatrical release.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't have to be 4 hours long in one shot. Could have been in different chunks.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a cool presentation, but you know what? They did what they did, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just had to live with it. I mean, we watched it. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like we weren't going to watch it.
Right, of course.
But, yeah.
A lot of the same thoughts. I mean, I'm glad we got a coherent story out of this movie.
Yes.
And then there was. I mean, was it the best story? No. Did it make actual sense? Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And the Justice League movie.
Much like how the
Ultimate Edition of BVS?
Yeah.
It made a lot more fucking sense. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad we actually got to see that. I'm glad we got to see, you know, Darkseid on. I mean, not on the screen, in like the big screen, but we would have seen Darkseid. We got some Desaad. Like, we've got a nod to all of that stuff actually happening instead of just pretending it wasn't there. At least Steppenwolf as a villain makes sense in this movie.
Yeah, so much more sense. Actually, I appreciated that they went out of their way to give him a bit more credence.
Yeah.
Even though
he literally stops three times to explain to Desaad that he just got another mother box.
Yeah.
And pretty much says the same thing three times.
He's one of those over explainers at work.
Yeah. He's just like, hey, I have one box. And Desaad's like, great. And then like, there's another scene. Desaad shows up. He's like, how you doing? He's like, I have another box, but the parademons are looking for the other one. And he's like, great. And then I'm like, you know, we don't need this more than once, right? Just once is fine.
I mean, but some of those scenes do lend, you know, to him being, you know, more fleshed out, just given an idea of like he's trying to please, you know, it's the motivations of the villain are, you know, he's a warmongering, you know, villain bent on destruction.
Yeah. But I kind of said what I said to Sean was like, Darkseid is the Trump White House. and it's like all of his underlings are just like constantly trying not to fuck up, and if they fuck up, they're trying to get back into his good graces.
Yeah.
It's just, who is Darkseid mad at today? Like, that is his management style.
Yeah. But I mean, if you haven't seen it, if you have HBO Max and you have the time to watch it, whether it's, you know, you watch a little bit of it, you know, we actually watched it, like, I think maybe the first 3 hours, and then we had to get some groceries. Died. No, we had to get groceries.
We had to get groceries. I think we only got, like, about three.
Yeah.
But our internet did die for a whole hour.
Ugh.
Hell. I think it's definitely worth watching. They're going to release a black and white version. I would not.
I don't know why.
Don't even bother. Don't even bother. Like, this movie's pretty much already black and white. It's disgusting to look at. Zack Snyder's aesthetic is not for me. I think it's gross. That's just me personally. But again, I think we have a much more coherent story. I'm glad to see more character development with the Cyborg. Flash gets to play a really big part in this, which is great. This isn't just like the only thing we need is Superman. Like everybody has something to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's
everybody
good.
Has like a purpose. We're not just like, well, we're all going to die. Thank God Superman's here. It's like Superman is the key and like the final part we need, but everybody else has a part to play here.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that a lot. I'm glad we got to see it. It's way too long. It's really ugly to look at. But thank God Mira's hair doesn't look as bad.
That's a plus.
It's a plus.
All right.
Slappy. Also, we got
I could have been Slappy.
I totally could have been Slappy. We got the introduction of everyone's favorite new character, Slappy.
Hope he gets his own series.
where he's desperately taking art classes, trying to draw something else that isn't a fucking ghost owl.
He goes to that online art school. Remember that one where it's like, can you draw this turtle?
Yeah, can you draw this? Like,
he's like, I only draw a bat. Slap.
Yeah, and he's just trying, why can't I draw anything else? And it's like in The Shining where it's like all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah.
Or like that Simpsons where like the lightning flashes and it's written all over the wall.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying so hard and like the lightning flashes and just ghost owls like all over the wall.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's silly.
But thanks for listening, folks. That's it for our episode today. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Twitter, or sorry, not Twitter. You send us a rating on Twitter. You can be like, rate us like 5 stars. Here.
Yeah. 5 stars! Exclamation point.
Is it, please, on Stitcher. You can find us on Pandora. You can find us on Google. You can find us a lot of places, Spotify, and tell your friends about the show. That'd be really cool. And also find me on my YouTube channel at AngryHero79. You can check me out there and be having some fun. So yeah, we'll be back next week with another comic book. We'll be back in the groove. That was important to talk about the Snyder Cut. Hope you all enjoyed it. Thanks again for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.